I'd like to welcome everybody to the October 27th Select Board meeting. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Perfect. Roll call.
Stephanie.
Sue.
Morning.
Brian.
Pat.
All right, approval of the minutes, October 6th.
I move the minutes from October 6th be accepted as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Morning.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. All right, new business. Jim Franklin, what do you got for us?
A rather novel idea. I'm always trying to save tax dollars. And this is in connection with the request for proposals for surveying the Dennis Lewis Town Forest and the consolidation of the various lots. And right here, just bear with me here. I think I have enough of everything. If not, I apologize, but
I gave him copies of what you gave me, Jim.
Yeah, well, I have more.
Okay.
Yep, I have more. And I thought it was important to understand the areas that we're talking about. The areas that we're talking about. And the first sheet was just a tax map. And it shows the tax map today and the map numbers, lot numbers, and what may or may not be a problem. But there's always that thing hanging over, in contention. That's been on there since, I don't know, probably 1990, maybe 84 even. The second sheet I've got here is a locus showing all the surveys that were done around the pieces of property and of the pieces of property that the request for proposal wanted to survey again. And the prices on that, I think they requested survey proposals from four surveyors, and three of them submitted prices. I did not submit a price, and probably because I have unique knowledge of the area. And this last one, this 11 by 17 is the survey plan that I did in 2009 for the town of Candia, which covers a good portion of what's already been done. I mean, of what they were requesting a new survey of. And I said, it doesn't seem right to me. Just the bids were, well, I think the low bid was Eric Mitchell. High bid, I'm not quite sure. And another bid thrown in there was $29,000. Eric Mitchell was a $16,000. I've heard that the other proposal was $32,000, but I'm not sure. I didn't see them. So I just put together just a quick summary of my thoughts on this. And just enough, goodness. As you can see from the various maps. Yep. Okay, I'll have to remember them. As you can see from the various maps, the one that's color-coded, recorded survey plans, the town has requested proposals from the three surveyors to survey Map 406, Lot 81-1, 406-82, 406-83, 406-100-1, and 406-103-1. I'll call it the Mary Gerard Town Forest there, we had to survey everything from New Boston Road to the town line. We had to piece everything together, put all the deeds together. And on this 11 by 17 drawing, you can see the boundary lines and the corners that we set. Mm-hmm. Everything, with the exception of one or two corners that were in the brook, they're set. As far as I know, they've been perambulated by various people, conservation, whatever. Mm-hmm. So you know where they're out there. And what I'm suggesting is that the town, rather than awarding a bid to resurvey these parcels, that the town hire a licensed surveyor to go out and find the markers. That's it. Find them. The maps are all on file at the registry. You can go down there, which I've done. You get copies of them. You walk around the property. You have measurements. With the new GPS equipment, it's relatively simple. One person can do it. Once they find the markers, I've suggested in my summary here that once they find the markers, they report back to the selectmen the GPS values of the bounds, just like you do with the town line bounds, except we'd be more accurate. Rather than using a handheld that's the nearest meter or two, these would be to the nearest tenth of a foot or so. And then to write a report of what the state plan coordinates are for each bound, and what the bound is. And then once that's done, to go back and blaze and paint the line. And that's it.
So is this something that, Jim, that you are willing to do?
I am willing to do this. I struggle with talking with Dick Snow about this. I kind of feel like I'm sneaking in the back door here. But in the same sense, this is my town. I've already got most of this work all done.
Right.
And just go out and spend somewhere between $16,000 to $32,000 to redo this. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it on an hourly basis, either as part of my business, or you could appoint me a fence viewer and pay me an hourly rate. Mm-hmm. I think they still have fence viewers.
That was supposed to.
A couple of years.
They have Hargreaves, too.
Yeah, Hargreaves, yeah. I used to like that part of town meeting when we did that.
So I don't expect an answer tonight. I just wanted to present it to the board. Let's just think what's happening. I don't know about the funding. I don't know how the Conservation Commission is going to feel about it. About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, they had contacted me about marking the Dennis Lewis Town Forest, and I gave them a proposal by email that I would do it for $500. Somebody on the board did not like me, and they sent it out for bid, and it cost them $1,200. And at the end, the people who did the work reported back that it was not a survey, it was just recovering of monumentation. So I said, rather than go through that whole process again, I just bring it here. Does conservation have to approve? Does the Board of Selectmen approve it? I don't know. Funding mechanism, employees-wise, I just don't know. But it's up to the board.
Okay.
I'm willing to come back and talk anytime.
So they want to eventually put this all in one plot for the forest? And have it labeled as the Dennis Lewis.
That was Dick Snow's thought. I don't know if the Conservation Commission has agreed to that. I understand, at least I believe, that Bear Paw has a conservation easement on some of the property. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
They do.
And I thought, it doesn't really make sense to consolidate lots that are on both sides of the road.
Oh,
well, that's what I was wondering, how that was
going to
work.
One of the companies that did submit a proposal, they asked me, and I gave them a proposal that I would do the consolidation, all the work necessary for the consolidation, for $1,200. What they would do with that after that, I would give them the bill, and then they would pay me. How they would bill you all, I don't know. But that's what I thought would be a fair thing for consolidating these properties.
Will this have any effect on the tax map once you do consolidate? Because they are a mess. They don't match.
No, they don't. They don't. And so when you can see from the survey plan that I did, and with the database that Jim Lindsay has prepared and doing the deed research myself, we're able to put all these pieces basically on the ground where they should be. And there are some gaps. As you can see on the colored drawing, there is map 406, lot 104.
Marked in contention.
Oh, that little spot? Little itty bitty one?
No. No, that's the whole, the that those little gray pieces are in contention because, and from the Girards had hired a surveyor, Don Wilson from Newfields, kind of an expert land record researcher, lecturer, everything. And they got to a point where they tracked down, supposedly tracked down an owner out in the Midwest, and he didn't want anything to do with it. And the Girards decided it would be too much money to go through the court to quiet the title on these pieces. So they kind of just left it. And then one thing leads to another, and Mr. Girard died, and Mrs. Girard died. And so it's still there in contention. But I don't know how it got to be that way. Did Mr. Girard just walk in there and say, listen, I don't think this line is right. I don't know. And I suggested on the one piece for lot 104... because it is bounded on two sides by town-owned land, that they have a boundary line agreement with the town. The law is very clear, and I put that in here. The law is very clear. When the lines cannot be determined based on the present deeds nor their predecessors in title, the lines can be established by a boundary line agreement. And in that case, what you do is you set bounds, the two landowners walk the line, then you record the written description of the new boundary line and record it at the registry. Very simple process.
Wait, these are town-owned. So why is something abutting a town-owned in contention?
Is this Dean's property?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the state paid his dad to take gravel or whatever. So this is Dean's.
Yep.
And where is the house?
It's over on Route 40. Yes. No, it's on Route 43. Yeah, right opposite the V.
This part?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's a house on there?
Yeah.
Our house.
Oh, that's where she lives.
I probably should have just excused myself from this.
But it's just, you know,
I don't know why.
It's, I just hate leaving loose ends.
Yeah.
And, you know, When we did this work in 2009, we had a meeting with the Board of Selectmen and the town attorney. And he says, the way you can clear up these in contention lines, have the tax collector send a registered letter to the last person they know owned the property at the town's address for the property. And when the postman goes there to deliver it, there's no mailbox, there's no house, he will bring it back and he'll say undeliverable. The tax collector at that point will put it into a new file, and after the prescribed amount of time, tax collector takes it, non-payment of taxes, deeds it to the Board of Selectmen, done and over with. But I don't know if it was ever followed up on. That was 2009, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, because this is interesting, because when they put the bridge in, they came to us, remember, Dean, when we were first married, and they wanted a piece of whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we gave it to them or sold it or whatever
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
I don't see.
No,
So that doesn't make sense that it's the town's. Why were they asking us?
If you look on the large sheet, right where the black square is.
I see it.
There's a little dashed line in there.
Right here.
And I think that's the piece you're talking about.
Okay.
That's where I think it is, right there.
Oh, so wait, this is different from this.
Yes, it is, because one's a tax map and one is a survey drawing.
Oh, my God.
Based on surveys.
Good luck with all this. Just don't take our house, other than that.
No. No. No, that's what I say. You know, this could all be straightened out, you know, so consolidate the parcels that you want to consolidate with the new lot consolidation form at the Registry of Deeds. Dick Snow suggested that write a new deed encompassing all the properties. I'm not sure I would recommend that. That's something maybe the town attorney could coach you a little better about. But I've always found that it's better to convey property and describe it, meaning and intending to convey what I got. That's the easiest way.
Right.
Then there's no, oh, you, well, you, this distance in your deed says 500 feet, and then the survey plan says it's 430 feet. Now you got problems.
Yeah.
You just get rid of everything.
Yeah. Jim, can you send us proposals of what you're recommending and what you want this board to...
I did. The only thing I did not put in here in my two-page little summary here is hiring me. Okay. I just put in there that I recommend that you hire a licensed land surveyor. Not just a company, because the company can send out staff and they have a different... When they see things, they look differently than a licensed surveyor does. Sometimes they don't see what they think they see.
Yeah.
Well, could you just add an appendix to that indicating what the price you would charge this town for doing that?
I would
have something to go with.
I don't know. I don't like to work on a lump sum basis. I mean, I could. You saw one of the surveyors submitted a bid for $16,000 lump sum.
So who reached out for?
I would rather he just put his hourly rate because that's what he wanted to do.
I could
do that and get it back to us.
I can do that.
Proposal for land services you requested.
Well, because then we can propose it to the Conservation Commission and encourage them to.
So who reached out for the bids in the first place?
The Conservation Commission.
So the Conservation Committee.
Yeah, this is the funds that they have that they'll be working with. They have money for doing stuff like this.
They want to. Okay.
But I agree with you. I mean, it's foolish to spend $16,000 or $32,000 for. When we have somebody right in house that is familiar with the area.
But you have to get approval from the abutters, right?
No.
Scott doesn't do with the abutters.
What about you? You can't do your
No, he's not.
I'll be living. This is just for the conservation land.
Yeah. This is just for the town owned property. Okay. And there's only one piece that abuts that there is really in contention. Only one piece.
Okay.
Even though the tax map shows what, 5?
Yeah. Exactly, because we've been getting bills though.
Yeah, yeah.
For each separate piece, and we've been paying them. But
yeah,
I do know that Candia and Deerfield didn't walk the lines because Ryan and
they did the preemptions.
Kevin McDonald's wife did that.
Yeah.
I know they did the upper the Deerfield's one, but other than that.
And I was told recently by one of the people who perambulated it that there's a number of bounds missing along the Candia Deerfield line, and how they become missing. People can pull them out. You know, it's like the catch basin grates. They make great fireplace grills.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is the same thing. You know, what these, I don't know, or up at the corner, up on Podunk Road, up at the four corner bound up there, I was told that someone got their vehicle stuck. They wrapped a chain around the bound to pull themselves out. I don't know if that's true. It could be. I don't know.
Sounds like a good lie.
Yeah. and the one up at Allenstown, Deerfield, and Hooksett, the same problem. That one's missing.
I actually walked that my first time as a selectman.
Ah.
All those. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That one.
Yep. Thank you for
that. All right. I agree, boy. That would be awesome if you could give us that with your hourly rate, and then we could encourage you. Conservation Commission too.
Is it something you do this fall, or you think about? I mean, it's drier than the spring.
No, I would do it this fall. I could, start weather permitting.
Get that permission because it's their money.
And the
it's their fun.
And whether as an employee or any, I don't know what your board's preference is, but as being self-employed, I don't need any health insurance. Vacation time, sick time.
Thanks for asking.
So I could just do it on an hourly basis. Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then it'd be up to the board.
I hate to say it, Jim, but you're like the rest of us on the other side of that hill.
Yeah. Don't mention. Nancy's always there. She said, "What are you working for? You're 78. What are you working for? What are you?"
Because I still can.
Because I still can.
Exactly.
What are you going to do, sit home and drink? I don't think so.
No, I can work and drink, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for hearing me through.
We encourage the Conservation Commission then to allow you to do that work.
I don't know. It's up to the Board of Selectmen. I always think of the Board of Selectmen as the chief executive officers of the town. They are in charge of everybody.
I like that line of thinking.
It used to be that way.
But it's not, yeah.
Used to be that way.
Yeah, we want that No Kings March.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much authority we do have, because that is conservation funds that they're talking about. I mean, we can strongly encourage them to hire Jim, because that's crazy money.
They have money.
I know, but that's crazy money. 16 grand or 32 grand?
I'm sure they go with him. I'm sure they...
Good. All right. Fire Chief, Dean Young, you're up.
Thanks, Brian. I'm just here to... I knew this was going to be hard. I think Brian knows why I'm here.
Yeah.
Maybe most everybody knows. I had a meeting a couple of weeks ago with all the members of the department. I wanted them to know first, the 31st of December will be my last day as chief. I'm going to step down. 15 years, good round number, I think. So that will give you some time to... go through the process. I really don't know what you have to do. I would encourage you to promote from within. I think that would be the best for the department and for the town. I don't think you would have to, I don't know. I don't think you would have to put this out to the world. Who would want a job that doesn't pay anything and has no benefits? So, I mean, but someone might want to apply just for the title, which is definitely what you don't want. So,
Dean, don't your bylaws require that the members of the department nominate somebody or make a recommendation to the Board of Selectmen?
No, I don't think they do anymore. I think when we voted, and I don't know how that works, that will be up to you.
Up to your bylaws.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that.
I thought we always put recommendations from the fire department.
That's what I thought.
They can. Yeah. The taxpayers or the citizens voted 5 years ago, maybe, or something, to make the fire chief's position appointed by the board.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know.
Well, it's always been that way, but the board relies on your members for a recommendation.
Yeah, I would think you'd want to look at the fine print on that, how that is. Whatever. I mean, that'll be up to you. I think the members, if they want to have their input, that's fine. But I think probably it's up to you, the board, to pick my successor.
Where would we find that fine print? What would it be?
Well, it would be that article, I think, that the taxpayers voted on. I think how that was written in the warrant that day.
So I don't even remember what the reasoning was behind that, but I remember the warrant article.
So you that do? Was 15 years ago?
No. 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. We did it because they used to vote every year.
Right.
And it would be a hard, it wasn't good
that's
for
right,
the department.
That's right. Every three years.
Every 3 years. And so we changed it so that the chief would be
appointed and that was it until whatever.
Right.
Till today.
Okay.
So it goes back by 5 years.
So just so happened today.
This is the first time that this will have happened
since that
change.
Yeah, okay.
So,
and that was a warrant article?
Yes, it was. You'll have to look and see how that was.
So we'll look up that warrant article and look at the language, and then we'll just kind of follow what the instructions are there.
My guess would be that you would, if I was sitting in your seats, I would ask the membership for anybody that wants to apply to send in a resume and show their wants and why they would want to serve.
Yep.
And then it would be up to the board, depending on how many applicants you get, to pick that person. My intention, if the new chief would want me, would be to stay just to help out. I love the fire department. And I'm around during the day. I'm always around during the day, and it's always been a problem forever that people help during the day. So I would like to stay on. I got 8 years before I catch George, who, by the way, turned 80 this summer and is still, and I'm more than 72, so I could still, if I could keep up with him for a while, I mean, I'd like to do that. But that'll be if the new chief would want me to just stay on as a regular member. And that also begs the question of the warden position. If the new chief wants that position, that's fine with me. If that person doesn't want anything to do with brush fires and that whole thing there, then I would consider keeping that if for a while anyway, until they, you know, might want to. Nobody likes brush fires like I do, so somebody's Canterbury's got 200x100 fires going now on a riverbank somewhere, so I heard that on the way up. That's what I wanted to tell you. This, whenever you make the decision, I would say you could ask for some applications sooner than later, make a decision, and whoever gets picked, I can work with them on all the stuff that, you know, that my responsibilities and stuff like that.
Thank you, Nick.
15 years of service before.
Thank you, Tom, enough.
I've said this many, many times. It's not me. It's all of them.
But it takes leadership.
I told him a couple weeks ago, no one from the outside understands the fire department and the camaraderie. And it's hard to describe it. It's just a different, it's like a lot of, you know, a lot of organizations that we have a special bond. You know, we just, we're there for each other. And it's just hard to put a finger on that, but I'd like to tell you that we have a great group over there. I told them 2 weeks ago the department will be in great hands. It's just time for I kind of alluded to that at our party over at the First Off, that it's you know, we've gone through generations over the years, and it's time for the next generation to take over. And I think they'll do an awesome job. There's a lot to it nowadays. A lot more than there was. Well, you know, Brian, you were on the fire department. There's a lot more to it. I would just like to. This is the tough part. So I've been chief for 15 years, and there have been a few constants over there for those 15 years. And I just want to, tell you about them. The first one's Jim Wilson, who's been there. He takes care of all our trucks. I never have to worry. I'm a delegator. I like to delegate stuff, and he's taken on the truck job, taking care of our rolling stock, and does a fabulous job. I don't second guess him. If he says something, I say, yeah, whatever you need. He's been there since the beginning, and I'm sure he's going to stay. Our equipment is in very, very good shape. Very, very good shape. Next one's Kyle Ball. Kyle is in charge of our communications equipment, and he knows more about radios and communication and computers than most dispatch centers and radio techs and everything. And has probably, I couldn't put a number on it, saved us literally thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over the years. Excuse me, with his knowledge, he programs our radios and stuff, which we would have to hire to have it done. He's such a valuable resource. Scott Mann, Scott's always there, does all the jobs nobody else wants to do around the firehouse. I love Scott to death, and he's been there since the beginning with me, and I hope he stays. So George and Scott and Don Hamill and myself, we're the old geezers over there. That's what we kind of say. George is our senior person, and then I believe maybe Don is next at maybe 74 or 75, something like that. Then Scott, he's a little bit older than me, and then me at 72. We're the over 70 group, but we still try to do as much as we can at our age. Mitchell Blank has been with me. He's my deputy chief. He's just a solid guy. Just a solid guy. And I don't want to forget anybody, but last, and I don't think I have, but a lot of people have come and gone in the 15 years, a lot of them, but these are kind of the standbys. And last but not least, is George May. I could have never done this job without George. He's my computer guy anytime I needed something, because as you all know, I'm not much of a computer. Whenever I needed anything looked up, he would do that for me. We would work together on the letters and stuff that I had to send out, but he typed them and everything, but we worked together in that. He takes care of our gear. We have Bond on the best gear. He's I call him a Nazi when it comes to that gear. I mean, I guess I'm not supposed to say that. I'm sorry. Yeah. He's just has done a great job over the years. I hope I can at 80 be doing what he does at 80. Like I said, he's second to none. I couldn't have done it without him. And that's not to diminish any of the work that all the other members have done over the years. Everybody's worked really hard. We have a tremendous group of young people coming along. Tremendous, tremendous group. They're just solid young people, both men and women. And like I said, the department's going to be in great hands in the future. So. That's basically all I have, I think it's up to you to look at that warrant article, see how that works, and then ask whatever you want to, however you want to do it. So anyway,
sounds good.
Thank you
again.
Very much.
Thanks is not enough, Dean.
Appreciate it. It was never.
I know that.
It's
but.
Fun. It's been fun. It's been fun. Really. You know, and like I said to the, I said to the department, I made a promise a few years ago to them that I would be done when Ryan builds his house. Well, as you can see, we're gonna do that this next year, and I have to keep my word that I would, and rightly so, I won't have time to do the job if I'm working up there 7 days a week probably when the time comes. So. Anyway, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you again, Dean. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are all going to leave now?
Yeah.
You guys get a party or something down at the cabin or something?
You guys are
going to
invite?
Dean said we could use the town card.
Yeah. That won't get you far.
Lemonade.
Standard Power, Ryan. You here?
He's still going to help out on call.
Hello again.
Come on up.
Remy, you want to move up front
up here.
So you can sit?
You come up here. You're
better.
Part of this thing.
What?
Aren't you?
You're the one that organizes it
come
all.
On, come on up.
Oh, our provider, the other
standard
part of the
power,
electric
yeah.
bill, right?
Yep.
When can we sign up?
Okay. Well, thank you again for having me in tonight. The last time I was here, I was discussing the town's municipal accounts that are in an electric contract right now. That contract is up this coming month. So we were going to go get quotes, and here I am now with some of those quotes back from some of the suppliers. At the top of the sheet, you can see what the current your current contract rate is. That was signed back in 2023, a different market kind of then to where we are now, but pretty close to where we're at with pricing right now. Your current vendor is Constellation at for the supply portion of your bill. And again, talking to, I got refreshed pricing this morning because I knew I was coming in. Constellation's pricing came in, again, the lowest, but I did ask them because a lot of it was kind of close to bordering over into the 11-cent range, so I asked if we could get all three of those terms to under 11 cents, which they were able to do so. So
what are we currently under, a year, 1 year, or 2 year contract?
2 year contract, okay, right now.
I was 23.
Okay. Yeah. So the
there's no advantage of us going with 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year, is that?
So that's where, yeah. So I'll get into that. So the current Eversource rate, the default rate for Eversource, is just under 11.2 cents. So higher now than what you're paying, and higher than what the proposed Constellation pricing is. That is good through January, and then Eversource's next rate will kick in. We don't know what that next rate is.
Right.
And obviously, Eversource has 2 times a year where they can buy power. They get a good window, a 3-day window where they buy, then they can get a good rate. But if they're in a not a good 3-day window, then pricing will reflect that. So
that just seems so archaic.
It does seem that way. And I would agree. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's not necessarily what's in
it's
the best.
It's not good for the consumer.
It's not best for the ratepayer. But and Eversource will tell you this, that they make no profit on the supply side. That the money's on the.
Oh, they were here before. They've told us.
Yeah. On the transmission delivery.
Yeah.
So the supply side isn't a priority to them. So what we've also been told by suppliers like Constellation and First Point and others in the market is we're in a trend where we should continue to see rates increase over the next couple of years. Being in New England where our grid is already kind of constricted, there's not real opportunities to increase the amount of power from other areas of the country there's potential for power coming down from Canada, but you never know what will happen.
Tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
That there's canceled renewable projects that had been bid into the New England market that are now on hold because they don't know what their long-term success will be. So a lot of projects that could have been coming online probably won't, at least in the next couple of years. So that's why we're seeing that trend of, well, if we're not getting any new power on the grid and we're going to be using predominantly more, less on renewables, more on fossil fuels that are traditionally more expensive, that's where we're seeing that increase in costs. So the question to you is, would you be comfortable going out another 2 years at the pricing here, where we don't know what the Eversource rates are going to be? Typically over the term of a contract historically for the town, we've usually made out over the term based on what the default rate is. It's not a guarantee, but typically that's historically how it's been.
I don't believe that Eversource is ever going to be cheaper than they are.
That's what I was going to say. My electric bill's never gone down.
So we could see, so they're just about 11.2 right now. We could see that come down to the 10 cent range. So it's possible, but then we would expect that next 6 month period, August 26 through January 27, to likely go back up following that. It's usually 1 6-month you go up, the next 6 month you go down, barring a incident in the market that would cause...
It would never go down as much as it did go up.
It might not.
So there's a constant little bit gain.
We've
it's
seen...
kind of like my weight in the wintertime and summertime.
We've gone through some of those extremes where during COVID we had a real dip in the market. That's when Eversource rates went to 6 and 6.5 cents, something like that, to then... a couple years ago with the start of the Ukraine and Russia war, where Eversource went to over 20 cents for supply. We've now kind of settled back to where the norm is, so it's a little easier to predict versus not...
The old 6 became the 11, so...
Yeah, so it's...
There was a reduction, but there was still an increase.
So... So then you factor in a separate conversation, the community power, which is something we're also exploring for the town. There are several communities that are in Eversource territory that have opted to do community power. So Eversource has to factor that in now,
right?
As when they go out to buy, they need to know, okay, well, if we have this amount of towns who had been on default service that are now not on default service, how do we adjust the price in accordingly? Right. We have to buy, they should be buying less power. Sometimes they don't, but they should be buying less power because they're not having to use it because they know all these towns. So that's a factor now with the utilities. We saw it with Liberty Utilities because Salem just launched their community power program, and they make up probably half of all of Liberty Utilities in New Hampshire. So the utility's like, yeah, we kind of need to know what you're going to do, because they were going out to bid for their for their 6 month period, and needed that. Yeah, so they had an initial rate of 14, and then they settled on I think just over 12 cents right now for their 6 month period. But those are some of the factors and the swings that we see.
Go ahead, believe it. Question.
Well, what's at stake here, Ryan? I mean, if we guess wrong, what's our electric bill here every month? You talk about the town of Canyon. That's all now, right?
Right.
So,
how many kilowatt hours do we use a month?
A month. So annually, I just looked at this morning. I think annually you're around 150,000 kilowatt hours annually.
Okay.
Some months are probably more than others, but so I don't know what the month-to-month numbers are.
So what's the spread between, how much money are we talking about every month? If we guess wrong and the price goes way up to the top of the scale here.
Well, that's why you lock in, right?
What's that?
That's why we lock in.
Right. So I guess that's what we're trying to figure out, is what the value of this conversation is to the town of Canyon.
Right. So the only certainty that I could give you on numbers is between November and January, because that's as far out as I know what the default Eversource rate will be.
Okay.
I can project what I think it might be following that, based on whatever term you would want to do. If it's 12 months, the likelihood is that you would have at least two periods where the contract rate would be below the default rate, because you would have that to start right now at 10.9. That would beat the default rate right now. And then as we've seen the trends go, if we see a decrease for February through July, but then another increase again in August through January, then you would have that period where you would be below the default rate. Right. So, and that's not to say that that middle rate period, you could still beat the rate, default rate too, but that's kind of the unknown. All we can look at is the trends of how the rates have gone up and down.
Ryan, how have we done compared to Eversource over the current contract?
So I think it's probably closer to even, and I don't have that exact number.
That's all right.
I think this one was probably the closest contract, just because of the swings that we've seen over the last couple of years. Prior to that, for the other couple contracts that I think we've had with the town, it was much more. There were much greater savings than probably this most current contract. So my recommendation was going to be 12 months and reassess in the summer on what the market's like then. But if the trend that we've been hearing is that the market's going to continue to go up, that if we look again in the summer, pricing's going to be even higher than what it is right now.
Right.
So
the demand is going up, but the supply is not trending with it.
Correct.
Unfortunately.
But why at 24 months it jumps up in the last two companies, and then it goes back down?
I was noticing that.
It's an interesting, and I haven't gotten the specific answer, because we've been seeing that on not just your pricing, but others that we've been pricing as well, where the uptick is in year two, and then it drops back for year three because
of a pipeline or something.
Traditionally, the further out you go, the price comes down. The further out you go. It's odd that there's that second year.
And then it goes back.
Yeah, there's that second year jump.
There must
jump.
Be a reason. Something.
Well, it goes down, but it still goes up more than the first year.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's what I mean. It goes up the second, but back down.
Does this lock consumers into a 12, 24, 36
this is
month
just
bond
for
like
the municipal buildings?
You're able to offer to people that live in Candia.
No, so that's separate. That's the community power program.
This is just for the town's consumption.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
I wouldn't be opposed to go with a 2-year again, or a 3-year for that matter. Because I don't believe that Eversource is going to be less than.
I think I would go with a 2-year, just because of the trend of those other two companies
going down.
There may be another provider that can offer better than what right. that.
I know, but their third year on both of those companies is still more than the first year.
But they're also more than what that Constellation price right. is.
I know, but I'm just
so
saying.
Constellation.
They came down on the third year, but it's still more than the first
another
year.
Another company out there right. may be able to provide something that's less than that.
So there were some other suppliers that didn't bid because your total load was too small. It didn't
right.
fit
okay.
their profile.
Yeah.
So there are other suppliers that will price, but they sometimes have a certain threshold for how, the suppliers in general want the 30 million kilowatt hour customer,
right.
the big
yeah.
industrial
yeah.
company. So,
how many do you usually look at to get an idea for the town?
Usually five, and I did
okay.
send out
yep,
and a couple of them, and a couple of them said that they were going to pass. So these were the three that did respond,
right?
At least timely, and Constellation has been your incumbent supplier.
Right.
They've been your supplier, I think, for a while now. So
what do you need now? Do we just make a motion to
extend the contract for 2 years.
Extend it for 2 years
yeah.
or three or whatever you guys decide.
Whatever you decide.
Yeah.
Is that what you want us to do?
I would say if that's my suggestion, and to give authorization to either the town administrator or someone to sign on behalf of the town. I would then follow up tomorrow with the contract. Perfect. I would send it over.
So your suggestion is 12 months.
I don't like that.
Can you tell me why?
I'd say 24 or 36.
Because I don't think it's going to be any cheaper come July.
So I would normally say 24 months. That's always kind of the safe.
Yeah.
It protects you because 1 year, like I was saying, it's only 1 year, but at the same time, what's the market going to be like?
Yeah.
Maybe it's fine. Maybe it's worse. 3 years is kind of sometimes 3 years is definitely the right call when the pricing is right. 2 years is that sweet spot where you gain that second year of budget certainty. I'm not opposed to 24 months. 12 months was only my initial thought because just of the where we are, where it's close to what the current default rate is now.
Yep.
That if we do have a downtick, if projections are off, and that was my only my only pause. But again, it's not my decision.
So 24 is the safer.
But Constellation might go up too if we wait, right? If we don't go 24,
right?
Potentially be
higher or lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a risk.
If I was a betting man,
I'm not.
I would say it'd be higher.
2 years.
Yeah,
two or three.
The contract, like I said, you've been with Constellation. Their contract of all of our suppliers, I think, has the best language and protection. The town's already reviewed the contract historically because you've been with them.
Okay.
Barring any rate changes, which I would then let Amy know. When I request it tomorrow morning, I would send it over, send the contract over.
Okay.
So you need a motion?
Yep.
What he just said.
Yeah, but where do you want to go to? 24?
Either one. I don't know. What do you think?
I go 24.
24?
Yeah.
You feel good?
I feel good about 24.
That's your motion?
Yeah.
Who seconded
24.
It?
24. I do.
Okay. With Constellation.
Do you want to give
with
Amy...
With Constellation. What?
Amy.
So we can give Amy. She's going to see it come in. So.
Yeah. Linda, you got all that?
Oh, yeah.
No, she's not.
Just good shorthand scribble. All in favor?
Aye. So, Brian.
Brian. Perfect. And it gives Amy permission. So you send it to Amy, she can sign it.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Thank you for doing all this.
Oh, not a problem. Back. I'm over in Raymond, so it's not a
perfect,
not a far drive.
You strike me as a guy that enjoys what you're doing.
You know,
you're on tape. I just want
to. Well, I love it.
good answer.
There's always challenges, but I do enjoy it. Like the nonprofit background that I have prior to this, that I enjoy helping others, and that may sound.
You enjoy helping municipalities.
Yeah.
Well, that
because
too.
It's taxpayer funded, and we want taxes to be less than what
they are.
And a lot of our customers are schools and towns. So
good.
Yeah, I will follow up. There's some other ancillary things, but this was the most pressing at the moment. So I appreciate it. And
thank
any
you
other
much.
Questions, let me know. But
no, thank you.
I'll request that in the morning and get that over to you.
Sounds great.
I'd like to say Ryan's been standard power overall. Has been great to work with our
committee
study of this. And the other nice thing is, thank you, Ryan, that he looks at different sources of energy and finds the best one instead of just going with Eversource and to hell with it, we'll pay the price.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a bit of a bonus too. Just to look at different.
Now, do you do the community power side of things too, or?
Yeah, so that's one of the follow up conversations that I would have with Amy as we're planning on having kind of a strategy session for some of the towns that we're working with that haven't launched yet, like Candia. As I've mentioned, we want to be able to launch that program with savings, and the last couple years have been difficult because of the market being what it has been. Yeah. So we're looking into having a strategy session where we're aiming for a spring kind of launch potentially. So I'll get in touch with you on that.
So everything is available to initiate community power right now.
Yeah,
right?
The town voted, it's approved, the town has a plan.
Okay.
So all of the hard, well, we still have hard work to do, but a lot of the initial work is done. Now we're in the let's get launched, and that's the program that all the residents can participate in and choose to be in or choose not to be in.
So, good.
That's the one Kevin's involved with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do. You do
a
lot of behind the scenes that
thank you,
people
thank
might
you.
Not be
thank
aware
you.
Of.
Thank you for the thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I've got information for the next meeting now.
Perfect.
Good night.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the elderly exemption. So, Boyd, you did some homework with Ben on this.
Yeah. Ben Heller recommended that we change some of the things that are qualifying criteria for the elderly exemption. One of them was to move the brackets up another $5,000, and the other one was to change the income threshold from $50,000 to $60,000 a year. So that's I wrote this thing up, and I incorporated all of his recommendations into this warrant article right here, proposed warrant article. He told us to be careful about the income threshold. My original idea was to raise the income threshold to $70,000.
Uh-huh.
But he said that would include a bigger population of people who would then qualify for this, and there would be a lot more people that would be eligible for these tax exemptions.
Well, there's an age that goes with it, right?
What's that?
There's an age that goes with it,
correct?
That's correct. Okay.
Right.
But more than the 52.
You want to be a little bit conservative with the income threshold. So it went from $50,000 a year to $60,000 a year. And the brackets went up $5,000 a piece.
Can I make a motion to support this or include it or? Has everybody read it? I was reading it before, sorry.
I was thinking higher than the 60,000 though. And I understand what Ben is saying, cautioning us to go too high.
So there's 52 now.
There's 50 now.
Oh, 50. Right. Did somebody die? It says 52, I thought. Not bad.
Well, there's 52 recipients.
Right. So if we raised it like Brian said, how many would there be then? Do we know?
We don't know.
But he said it was a big amount.
That's right. He said there would
be
more.
Where did he get that though?
But what's the what is it total for exemption?
Yeah, but where does he get the age? We don't seem to know how old people are in this town.
Well, when they apply, they have to disclose their
age. If they apply, but I know people who haven't applied.
Right.
Who should.
Typically because their income is far exceeds it.
Or their assets.
It's more of an assets thing.
Yeah, but if you take their home away, a lot of people don't have $300,000 in the bank.
Well, you know, if they have an IRA, then you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is hard to qualify.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Well, that's what I said at town meeting or deliberative session. I said, you don't just hand this out to anybody over 65.
No, because typically the assets kill it.
Right.
That's right. $300,000 when you get to be 70 years old. So,
it doesn't take long to get to $300,000.
Right. Not at all.
Becomes hard to hang on to it, though.
Ryan, so what did you want
to do? I wanted to go to 75, but...
75,000?
Yeah.
For where?
50. Instead of 50 to 60, I wanted to go to 75, but I'm open to 70.
Oh, yeah, because... Well...
I know what you're saying, boy.
Oh, I think we need to realize the impact on that.
Well, so,
I'd like the what data is what I'd like.
What is the impact as far as the... The total impact right now is exemption.
Well, I got it worked out on the back of the
on
memo.
The back. Right.
It'd be a loss of 3,400.
The back of the paper.
Other one.
The other
the
memo.
Paper.
The other memo. Well, sorry, I was looking at this memo, and I was stumped.
It was that invisible ink again, huh?
You got me, Boyd.
I mean, how do we find out?
So we're talking $3,300?
Yeah, that's right.
If for this warrant article. Yeah, we
so
wasted
if we brought
more
it up
than
to,
that.
So if we brought it up to 70.
See, you're, okay, yeah, you could.
We could potentially double that and end up with $6,600?
You could triple it.
Well, you could.
Well, the chance, there's a good possibility. Of, so it's going to stay under $10,000,
yeah,
which
would.
Is not a huge impact.
No,
that's right.
And I'm telling you, it's something we can do for the elderly.
I'm all for it.
I am too.
Okay.
I mean, I won't qualify, but I'm for it.
I want to go to 70,000.
Is that okay, Boyd?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we'd have to
the board.
Look at the census and see who's.
I asked about the census.
How about the brackets? Everybody comfortable with the brackets that went up $5,000?
Yeah, I'm not so concerned about the bracket ones. Yeah.
All right, so we change that 60 to 70?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
And to present this article, right?
In the Does Linda have a copy of this so she doesn't have to?
Amy's got a copy.
Yeah, Amy's on it.
All right.
Second, who seconded
copies
it?
Of copies.
Yes.
Help me, somebody.
I'll second that.
Thanks.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Step.
So, Brian, Pat. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think that's 70,000. That's not going to break the bank.
No.
That's no.
I don't think so.
And if it helps a couple, that
oh boy,
right,
it's worth it.
We'll be busy.
Oh, you can keep that.
Glasses aren't going to help me with this.
What's the matter? I know I can't. I can barely read it.
You got a secret decoder?
Is this your handwriting?
Do we want to do the other one?
No.
No. Are we doing one more?
The other
veterans.
One.
Oh, we got one more.
Yeah, veterans. That's only 500 or 7,500.
Can I make a motion for that? Has everybody read that one?
Yes.
Because I want to make a motion.
I don't have
for that
it, but
one
that's
too.
Okay. Go ahead.
Make a motion to approve or submit or include this as a warrant article.
Oh, okay. I know who
brings the veterans from 2,000 to 2,750.
Yeah.
And I can see exactly what you're saying.
Good.
It doesn't affect us one way or the other.
It's not.
No.
So that's a motion. Who seconded it?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Wait, what are we seconding?
Brian.
The veterans.
Oh, yeah.
The second page.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to read this.
I was just going to say, is that this gentleman?
No.
No. He's here for the Boy Scouts.
Oh.
Oh, I thought he looked young, but to me, everybody looks young.
Right?
Here?
No, what are you here for?
Oh,
are you on the thing?
No.
All right, let us just finish this and then.
We're almost there.
Well, I thought this was him.
I did too. No. All right, this is a cemetery trustee appointment.
Can you read this?
James Kirkpatrick.
Aha.
Junior.
Yeah.
What? I don't see this.
I believe
down.
It says that his wife is. On the cemetery,
yeah, oh, committee.
Committee
she is
Shauna.
My name
Kirkpatrick.
Is
Shannon or something.
Shauna.
Oh, Shauna.
And this is a letter of
has been
something for the position of alternate for cemetery.
Okay, I'll make a motion now.
That says an alternate.
He wants to be.
Yes.
I didn't
an
know
alternate.
They had alternates.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know they had alternates, did they?
You do now.
Okay.
It's a new thing.
So I'll make a motion to.
Is this supported by the cemetery committee?
We don't know.
Yes, Beth.
Wait, so
oh, she did.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you ask her where the budget is?
Yeah, that's okay, a different subject.
It's on the backside.
Let's finish.
Yeah.
It's visible ink.
All
right. Patrick, you made the motion, did you?
I made a motion, but he can make it.
Who seconded
it?
All right, you made it, and Patrick.
Yeah, I'll second. The other way around,
yeah,
doesn't
cool.
matter.
All right, all in favor of appointing James?
Stephen.
Sue?
The one from my town
Brian.
A long time ago, there's a couple
of
others.
Yes.
Okay, so Amy, we're going to put these two articles on,
yep.
on the town warrant
mm-hmm. yep.
as amended, mm-hmm. this one. Okay, good.
It's like an auction board.
Selectmen's meeting on the 24th.
On November.
Monday, yeah, the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Are we Mike putting Kelly it on here to remind us or to office. Change it?
It can change.
That was a long time ago when Will
yeah,
was
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's the one we don't want because we're supposed to be meeting with
the budget committee.
The SAU.
That we,
oh, on that Monday?
We just yes. When he came to swim.
At the media
so
center.
Nice.
Yeah, so two of us won't
I'm usually
be
good at catching
like
the
that.
I'm usually good at catching the typos. That's my thing.
It'll be a quick meeting.
Yeah, it'll be a quick one.
So do you want to can you get rid of that, Brian?
We can, but we're going to have the 10th
time,
first, so
yeah.
we
yeah.
can get rid of
yeah,
it then.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here for the 10th. I'll be in Tennessee.
Right. So trick or treat.
That's the day before. Do you want a meeting that day?
Which day?
The 10th, because then that's not giving them a very nice day off.
They don't get Monday off.
They don't
get
Monday off.
We get
but
Tuesday.
They have Tuesday, and they're going to
yeah.
have to be here though.
What's right. Tuesday?
I'd rather be here then than the Monday
oh.
before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah we already
be,
got rid
yeah.
of that one.
Oh, boy, I'll be here in the morning. It's all day. It'll give more reason to sleep in a little extra the next day.
All right.
There you go.
All right. We can't
go. All right.
Right.
Go ahead. Come on up here. Tell us. What you're all about.
Oh, with my glasses on. Yeah,
introduce yourself.
You don't look old enough.
My name is Remington Alf, and I'm requesting permission to trap town property labeled 40568 and 40569 off Fogarty Road.
Off the which road?
Fogarty Road.
Fogarty Road?
Yes.
You must live nearby there?
Yes, I live on North Road.
Okay.
So you want to trap on those?
Fogarty Road?
Oh, Fogarty, yeah. And you want a trap there?
Yes.
So who owns it? Do we
know? Fogarty Road is just discontinued, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. But the town owns this property.
Okay.
So you're not looking for permission to trap there? What are you trapping?
Possibly beaver.
Yeah?
Beaver, raccoon, fisher, and skunk.
What do you do with that?
Typically, our road agent's been handling all the... areas that he wants trapped. So my only thought is maybe you should check with him.
Yeah.
Yes. But is this for what? For just an exercise or a sport or?
I was recommended by. I want to get into fish and game in the future, but
yeah.
I was recommended to trap to get familiar with the laws.
Okay.
So I was looking to trap this winter.
Yeah.
And I know I reached out to you, Boyd, earlier summer. The trap dead pond.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was hoping we could run a trap line from North Road to 27.
I see. Yeah.
Did you catch anything in dead pond?
No, not yet. Trapping season doesn't start till the 1st.
Okay.
See, you already know the rules.
So we can we approve this and then also tell him to hook up?
Trap away?
Yeah, I have no problem. I mean, because I know we have issues, but...
Yeah, talk to the road agent.
Okay,
we're paying somebody to trap now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not much.
I was recommended here
yeah,
by...
Yeah, don't forget that part.
I was recommended here by a man named Warren Bean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
just
very
his
good.
Father, his father used to do all the trapping.
He just told me to come here and ask you guys.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with it, because I know there's issues. Anytime there's water, there's issues with beaver.
I move regret this young man permission to trap on town property.
On Fogarty Road.
In Fogarty Road.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
and also encourage him to contact the road agent.
Yep.
Okay.
He might have more work for you.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Thank you.
Brian.
Pat.
You're on.
Sorry you had to sit through the whole
thing. I know, really.
You know what he needed
to do? It wasn't that
it.
Painful, was it?
No.
Can you get a badge
I thought maybe
for doing
you were
that
of, like,
for sitting here? No.
But I just want to make sure the road agent is a man named Jeff W.
Weebo.
Yeah.
Weebo.
Weebo,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, I know. It's a mouthful.
We don't even
oh,
so.
You got it right there.
He already had it right here. Road agent Jeff, and that's his phone number right here.
Can you take that paper with him?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now you get all the contacts.
And so do I get the signature from you guys, one of you? Or do I get it from Jeff?
Get it from Amy.
Just
come in the office. We've already made the motion.
You might sign it right now. Do you want to sign
it
now?
Possible?
Do you need something signed right now?
I just need to get the slip. Yeah. Your signature on the slip.
Oh, permission slip. Look at that.
You're on it.
What grade? What
so
year
are
you
organized?
Now?
I'm a senior.
Oh, my gosh.
Senor.
I see. Well,
so you want to just Bolt. Write your name in there? Right. So I
just crazy.
Crazy.
You knew him when he was...
Yeah, my daughter and his sister are the same.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
Hey, that's pretty smart. He wants a career of fishing game. Learn how to do it first.
Yeah. I told you, that's what I called out. He missed the boat.
Well, Fred trapped a skunk in the backyard and he took care of it.
I know. I said,
oh, really?
It was an accident. Yeah.
He loves it. Yeah.
So,
I'm just trying to trap squirrels.
Date of insurance.
My
and then
pool
I can,
trapped a skunk.
Would it be just the town?
And it was white.
Well, could you just specify?
I don't know if it was albino or it was a bleach in the pool. I don't know.
That would have made a great hat.
What was it?
It was white.
What?
The skunk.
The skunk. When I saw it the next day in the pool. No, I don't know.
Probably the bleach.
Oh no, I bleach.
No, there is albinos.
Oh really? Because yeah. I think then it must have been.
Yeah.
Because it was only overnight; it wouldn't bleach itself out all the time.
It wouldn't overnight.
The older they get, the whiter they get.
Oh really? I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah, so if they're all white, they kind of crawl.
Oh yeah.
What else have we got going on?
I turned
it. Yeah, German. I think our next side is a German, right?
Just pretty close, yeah. If we just announced the next
so,
meeting.
So, you want me to sign right here?
Yes.
Okay. Our friends are coming tomorrow, Linda?
Yep.
I have Wednesday
Thank you
or Thursday, because I'm going to be teaching tomorrow.
Okay. What's your first name again?
Remington? Yes.
No, I should say it.
I'm tired.
That's like a real neat name. That's like one that goes down in history. Something special.
Huh? Yeah.
Remington
Alf and Joni Appleseed.
There you go.
Famous beaver trap.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much, honey.
Hey, okay, Remington.
Hey, good luck with your career.
Thank you. Have a great night, guys.
You too. Okay. Thank you.
You as well.
All right, so the selectmen's meeting on the 24th before Thanksgiving. Everybody's like saying, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I think we need to get a little closer to that before
right.
we say no.
That's right, so
and
we
figure
can decide on the 10th.
Need. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, let's decide.
We won't be there.
Yeah, I mean,
that's okay, too.
Yeah, actually, that moves
right. Don't even.
It's going to be quick
I'm not
and
saying
easy.
Anything. It's right. At least three of us at the table.
No, I am.
So.
Yeah. Oh, Brian will finally get us three.
Yeah.
There you go. Let him have it for one night.
One
just
night
I'll
have a 3-point selection. Awesome.
There's always Zoom.
Oh.
No,
he loves
no,
Zoom.
We're at the school
I
and they don't
Zoom.
Have Zoom.
Same time,
perfect.
6:30.
Oh, what's that? A budget thingy or something?
It's our answering the budget committee's questions on the school budget. Because
on a Monday night?
Yes.
Yeah, that was odd.
That's the budget committee's meeting.
That's not.
No,
really.
It's usually
right.
Wednesday, and we used
right.
to meet on Thursday.
Oh, because of Thanksgiving.
Too.
But I think Matt did it on a regular school board
huh.
night or something. I don't
All
know.
All right, trick or treat is this Friday, October 31st, 5 to 8. Next select board meeting is the 10th of November. Be here or be square.
Can you excuse me?
Town hall will be closed November 11th. The Veterans Day. Anything else? Nobody on Zoom?
And then Thanksgiving, you get Friday off too, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but we're going to decide on
Well,
the
they get Friday off anyway, so.
Yeah, we're going to decide on the 10th about that meeting on Monday.
Now they get Thursday off.
Boyd made a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye, Lenny.